This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. And as we head towards Christmas, we just want to fill our hearts with thanksgiving to God as we look all week this week at the five emotions of Christmas as we read the Christmas story. We looked first on Monday at anticipation. Everyone was waiting for the Messiah to come into the world. Secondly, on Tuesday, we looked at the emotion of fear that turned to peace as the angels gave their message to the shepherds in the field. And then yesterday, we looked at the emotion of amazement that led to praise as the shepherds went and saw the baby Jesus there in the manger with Joseph and Mary, prophecy being fulfilled, everything just as the angels had said to them. And today I want to look at a different emotion. I want to look at the beginning of Luke's story of Jesus' birth, starting in Luke chapter 2. Luke says, "In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered." This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David. And the city of David refers to the town of Bethlehem, which is where King David was originally from. Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth, where he was living, to his hometown, to the city of David, Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, so that he could be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And of course, that was Jesus that was in her tummy. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to their firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Well, the emotion of Christmas that we see here is the emotion of humility. Here's Jesus. There's no room in the inn. He's taken to the little stable portion off the side of the inn or off the side of one of the homes there. And right there in the manger, which is the feeding trough, for the cattle. They put straw in there to make it more comfortable and maybe a little warmer. Remember, it was winter. And there's Jesus in the manger. Well, he might have looked like any other baby. Of course he did. But to those who had received the messengers from the angels and the understanding that he was fulfilling so many prophecies, they knew that he would transform the world forever, that he was bringing salvation. And yet, here are Mary and Joseph, with total humility, just parenting him in a normal worker's home under very ordinary circumstances. His birth began fulfilling these prophecies, and yet, never once did Joseph and Mary use that to try and gain any special privileges for Jesus. They just lived as ordinary people, raising Jesus as an ordinary little boy, so that when Jesus went back later on during his ministry to Nazareth, the people there would say, "Wait, isn't that Joseph and Mary's son?" They just thought of him as a normal little boy, right? So here is Jesus coming into our world, not as some special ruler of humanity, but just coming in humility as a normal person. And what a lesson there is for us there. God doesn't want us to try to lord it over the people in our lives or to control people. He wants us to live with humility and be a servant of the people around us and just love people in the normal circumstances of life. I'm John North.